Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. Scott Haney,
hello.
Channel 3.
Wow.
Scott.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
How?
Hello.
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 We were talking about this parody song that AJ just did.
Oh, he did his parody song?
Yes. And okay. We were talking about this song, and we thought, Scott Haney will know every word to this song. This seems like a song that would get played at, you know, P-Town, you know, and like would pack the dance floor.
He's like, what is it?
What's going on? Are you
playing the harmonica?
I heard like an accordion or something. Yeah.
What's going on?
This is the song I want AJ to get in the box to.
Oh.
The chicken. Was it the chicken dance, right?
Yeah. Oh.
Scott.
What do you
think?
That
is devious.
That's brilliant.
I think it's beautiful.
Get oh my God. You're so smart.
I think Phil just laid an egg.
Oh, that's a good one.
It sounded like he just laid an egg, didn't he?
Oh, wow.
Phil, put the seat the other way around before you sit on it.
Wow.
Jesus.
That's what I want AJ in the box to. That's all. That's my vote.
Wow, that is a good one.
We could call it the coop this year.
The chicken coop.
Exactly. We could put hay in the bottom.
Right. Which is great with a space heater.
dress them up like a chicken.
It'd be a chicken.
Dress them
chicken
up like
barbecue.
A turkey or a chicken.
Chicken.
Oh God, chicken. Funny.
Chicken.
This is too much fun, right?
Oh, I don't like the smell on your face right now. It's scaring me.
Just don't act like a chicken when it comes to going to the bathroom.
Oh, trust me, I will. Right there.
We could throw your food on the ground.
Right. I'll just peck it, smash his beak of mine against the concrete.
Right. You just walk around like Mick Jagger.
Right.
The head.
Yeah.
Oh my
funny.
God. That is brilliant.
Well, thank you. I'm just throwing it out there. I'm
this
sure you have
Casey
other choices.
Casey Kasem
you have
with
consider.
American AJ Torture.
Right.
Debuting on the charts now at number one, coming out of nowhere, The Chicken Dance.
Right.
The Chicken Dance.
Wow.
That's beautiful.
Uh-huh. Over and over again for 24 hours.
There's a dance you could do and everything.
Yes, I know there's a dance I could do. Isn't that wonderful? Who's a big girl? Yes.
Don't be mad at me. I'll do the dance with you.
You can tell this is a good pick because he's pissed right now.
Yes.
Exactly.
Like, I didn't know it's called the chicken dance. There's a dance to it, too. Duh, really?
Oh, yeah, you got to do the dance.
That's right.
At least once an hour, you got to do the dance.
Thank
is
you, Professor
there a
Obvious.
Dance mix to it?
Oh, a dance version of this song?
Right, because the chicken
version.
Dance is enough.
Right.
But is there a version that we can play that's like a dance mix?
I've only heard this version at weddings or whatever.
That's the only version I've ever heard of.
They don't do the funerals. The chicken dance. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Thank God they're dead, 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 dead. Sorry. But
hysterical.
I wonder if there's a metal version. That'd be cool.
This puts everybody in a good mood.
Yep.
So, AJ, you'd be putting people in a good mood.
Yes, except for myself.
Except yourself.
Right.
That's the point.
When do you go in the box?
Wait, is there a...
9 o'clock Thursday.
9 o'clock Thursday. So, at this time, next week, when we talk to you, he'll be in the box.
Oh, really? That soon?
Yeah.
Is there a version with words?
I don't think there's any words.
I don't think so.
I think it's fully instrumental.
No. Yeah, there's no version with words on it.
Really?
Yeah. I've heard people say I don't want to.
I think you're wrong. I think I remember hearing one. Let me look it.
Okay.
It's a techno version.
I want a metal version. I bet you a metal version.
Not
going to
happen.
I know we can't play. I'm just curious if there is one. Yes. This is the popcorn chicken
version.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Right.
That's the popcorn chicken version.
Yes, right. Actually, there's shots being taken of the chicken from a hunter.
There is a version with it.
Oh, really? Yeah. Phil must have made it then.
There is?
Yeah, he claims there is, yeah.
Let's see.
I think there are lyrics somewhere.
Yeah, I remember hearing it at a wedding.
I don't want to do this dance. I don't want to do this dance. I don't want to do this dance. Dance, 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 dance.
The ukulele novelty songs.
Oh no, it's one of these YouTube people. Yeah, I don't know.
It's a girl in a tank top with no bra.
Down. Oh, okay. Very good.
Scott's like, and you tell us because.
All right, let's get in.
If you want to be a chicken, just flap your wings
yes.
and shake
Here are
your
the words.
Butt. If you want to be a chicken, just flap your wings and shake
Is she using her hands
butt.
Or her breast to do that?
Oh, my God.
It's like putting two chicken cups together.
So there's a real version of this. Those are the words I heard. I was at a wedding and I heard this song.
Right.
And I was like, oh, this is a
I mean, for the most part, it's always been instrumental, though, because everybody's
Yes, I agree.
Dancing.
I mean, this is...
Yes.
This one's a little too fast.
That one, you'll be losing weight doing.
Is this the Oktoberfest version?
This is a kids' television version.
It's not like...
Yeah, chickens and lederhosen.
See, that's what we should do. We should have for every, like, man, whatever, I have to do a shot. I'm not going anywhere. I can drink all I want, really, in the box.
Exactly.
Oh, my phone's
I get
exploding.
Hammered.
Yeah, mine is too, actually.
Yeah? Is it people saying, please make it stop?
No, it's not.
Jerry the Painter says, you should have the tribe write a parody for the chicken dance. AJ has to sing and dance for $100.
Okay. That's good.
I want to sing the song. I don't want to sing the song. Shut up.
This is from Joe, lumber guy. Chaz, I'll donate $1,000 for that to be the song.
Oh, my God.
And Ashley dresses up like a chicken for an hour for AJ.
And stands outside in the street.
Why did the chicken cross the road, AJ?
Beep, beep.
To get to AJ in a box.
To get run over.
Oh, there's just so many things we could do with that song.
All right. Your smile is getting scaring me.
Dance and kids and eggs and
I mean, I like the $1,000 part. The $1,000 part, I like.
Chicken costumes.
Yeah, that's awesome. $1,000 is awesome.
Chicken.
We should take the chair out and make you sit in a nest.
Remind me when I leave here to run your car over my truck. I have to remember. Let me write this down. Back up over the bug.
Yeah,
let's add more fire hazards to something.
Space heater and a bale of hay.
Yeah. This would be worse than KRP Cincinnati's turkey drop.
This is an entire classroom of people learning to play it on the banjo.
Where do you go?
Oh, my God. That is fantastic.
Told you. Every door. New nightmare.
You have to say, you have to say fantastic because you can't say the other F word for it.
Exactly.
That could be good if we get a certain donation. We open up another nightmare door from hell.
Right. And now
a different
new
version.
Nightmare.
Right. Let's see what's behind this door.
Hey.
Oh, God. I love it. Scott Haney, Channel 3, is here, and we've been talking for the last few days about what song we're going to pick for AJ in the box. And
yep.
Scott dropped this song on us, and it's getting a lot of traction.
Yes, it is. You know what the worst part is?
Right,
the worst part is watching. She's like, you remember those novelty flowers when you put the music on, they start dancing? I got, Stunat over here doing that. And I got
I
two. Everybody's dancing.
I know it's
Scott.
Overplayed at weddings, but it's just, it's a lot of fun.
What do you do during this part?
It's annoying now because,
He's mad in here, by the way. He's mad.
So, Jerry the Painter said we should write words.
Yeah.
Beefman said something about putting a chicken head on you.
A chicken head. Yeah, no, I want to be able to breathe. Thank you.
We
appreciate
did have a
that.
Turkey costume.
Yeah, it's gone.
We need to get AJ a chicken headdress.
Oh, my God.
I'm sure there's a chicken suit out there.
I'm sure there is.
The East Haven Police Department had one.
And this is the way to just raise money as we go along.
All right,
how much for him to, you could bid. I'm going to give $100 for him to be in the chicken suit.
Right. For 5 minutes. $100 is not going to get me wearing it all goddamn day.
Ashley has a potential name for this bit now if you do this chicken dance.
I do?
I thought it was you who texted me.
I texted you, but it wasn't a name.
The Chicken in the Box. I thought that was the name.
I thought maybe we could put a chicken in the box.
I had mentioned that before.
Oh,
as one of the challenges,
a live chicken's walking around with AJ.
Right.
I don't need PETA showing up.
Yeah, seriously. Plus,
I don't need PETA showing
up. Plus, you ever smell chicken poop?
Yeah, it's a health. Yeah.
It's
if we're
going to
do it, we got to do like 20 chickens and just do it right.
Right, exactly. Which I'm sure McDermott Chevrolet does not want 20 chickens in front of their place.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, one gets loose.
We didn't really think out the chickens may be running across 95.
Right, causing an accident perhaps. One gets loose. Next thing you know, you were trying to catch a chicken. Rocky couldn't.
Even
you're not going to catch it.
Ooh, slow-mo.
Get the eggs that are about to hatch, and then they'll follow AJ around everywhere.
And now you're just being silly.
God. So beautiful.
How about we paint your head like an egg, and I sit on your head for a couple of hours?
I'd pay to see that, too.
And then I'll eat some chili beforehand.
That could be another challenge. We just get something that looks like an egg and say, yeah, you have to sit on this for an hour.
Right. Yeah, like Phil's head, for example.
Oh, fast.
No, really?
Oh.
Nothing has passed her. Ooh, slow down. No, it's fast. Who's a big girl?
Who's
a big girl?
I didn't suggest this, although it's brilliant.
Oh, boy.
It's starting to get, isn't it? All that with one song?
I got to tell you, this one just came out of nowhere. Thank you, Scott. This is...
Anytime I can help.
Well, I used to love you.
You ever see one of those... those marathon races where it's a sprint and you just see someone take off and they go so fast that no one's even close.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, no one
what
here.
Just happened with this song.
Yes.
It's so far out in front right now. It'd be hard to beat this one.
And when does it start? Next Friday?
Next Thursday at 9 a.m.
Next Thursday at 9 a.m.
And ends at Friday at 9 a.m.
In the box until Friday at 9 a.m.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Friday. Okay. Fried chicken. Ha, I get it. Yes.
Oh my God, that's so.
Yes, just had Thursday. The most upset face on.
It is so. I'm trying. Shut up! I'm trying so hard to just not lose my S right now.
We can do it like in Home Alone, where we put honey on his face and then stick feathers.
I'd like to see you try.
We have a whole week to come up with these challenges, too.
Yeah.
Hope you like feathers, AJ.
What's next? I'll be dancing on corn.
And there, forgive me, where does the money go that's raised?
The toy drive.
The toy drive.
Oh, this is for the toy drive.
Yeah,
oh,
it's kind of like the warm-up act.
Yes.
Now, last year we walked in with $30,000.
Right.
So we're looking to beat that. Did this. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yes. I'm an over-caffeinated chicken this year, apparently.
Oh, my God. That's so going to be great. I predict a lot more money this year.
I hope so.
Can you buck good? Buck, 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 buck. Oh, my God. You're a very good bucker.
Not my first rodeo.
It's night time, AJ. Days
that
over.
Means the song is going slower.
Down.
Oh, it's going slower. I'm like, duh, really?
Don't worry, it'll pick back up.
Yes, I know.
Oh, and AJ forgot to go to the bathroom.
It'll be going faster.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Does he have to walk where it looks like his neck and his feet are connected?
Yes, that's where we've
discussed this
earlier. Yes. Oh. You were paying attention,
welcome
obviously.
To the show.
Yes.
I'm dancing over here.
Yeah. Well, right now, her...
I look good. So fast now.
If you look at her brain right now, it's that monkey with the cymbals going, ping, ping.
It's not funny, Scott.
This is the hard part. It ends and then it's...
It starts all over again.
Here we go again.
And it's not a short song either. It's kind of Zydeco-ish.
How long
a little
is
bit.
It?
2 minutes, 40 seconds.
Really? It felt longer.
Don't worry. You're going to get 24 hours of it.
So 24
can you do
hours,
the math
many,
on
yeah.
that?
How many spins is that?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we can tell Scott what the kind of damage he just did. So he can chew on this over the weekend, pal.
Let's see. Three goes into 60, 20 times an hour.
You get about 25 plays an hour.
So 25 plays an hour, so over 24
times
24. Hours.
Mm. What do you think, AJ?
Just do the freaking thing, will you? God's sake.
600 even.
Thank you.
600 even.
600
okay.
plays, Scott.
600 times.
600 times I'll be thinking of you.
I love it. I absolutely love it.
Oh, God, what did you do, man? Don't you love me?
Oh, all right. Oh, my God.
Fine.
Scott, if you have time to stop by, Thursday.
Yeah, you should at least survey the damage you did.
To survey
that would
the
be
damage.
Absolutely hysterical.
Don't forget your accordion and your lederhosen when you come by.
Exactly.
You mean Scott, right?
Oh my God, Jennifer's texting me chicken costumes now.
Yes!
I love it.
Don't say the C word in front of her, please. Costume. She's like,
I like the idea of the big inflatable one. That way, the box is only so big, so you'll be stuck in the plexiglass.
You know what I like? The thought of running a car with my truck.
Oh, my God.
It's built like a ramp, too. Just right
all
over.
Right. Thank you, Scott.
You feel anything? Nope.
Anything else I can do to help, let me know.
Thank you, brother. If you wanted to know what you sound like to a sober person at 3 a.m., here is our Flubble montage.
This Chaz and AJ People's United Bank Traffic Report is brought to you by Dell Technologies. No accidents currently reported, and about 20 minutes of delays through Bridgeport into Fairfield on 95 southbound. Compassion International has a network, of over 300 church partners in Haiti, poised to bring critical relief to those suffering because of the recent earthquake. Make your $40 gift.
Here you Friday morning.
I choked on my spit. I'm sorry.
There's no kids in the neighborhood, so therefore you don't buy any crate. No candy. So I just shut the lights off.
I just got a text from Matt at the Water Doctor.
Oh, yeah? What?
Definitely stopping at your house for Halloween.
Nice.
Yeah, I hope he brings little Quinn.
Oh, yeah.
Quinn, the whole
water,
family.
Baby.
Oh, I wonder if he's going to dress Quinn up as a little drop of water.
A drop of water would be cool.
Right. Yeah.
Or like a rag or something, you know, like to wipe the water. I don't know. We dress kids in nowadays. That's not a click. I did not flubble. That was me working something out in my head out loud. I'm right, you know. We're a doctor.
It to be a rag.
Shut it. And it's M&M, so it's quiet. It's like,
Oh, that's great. I never knew that.
Yeah?
No, it's for the names of the creators, right? Mars and what's the other guy?
Matt.
Methuselah.
No, last name. Mars and Murray.
M&M's much better than Mars and Murray. Let me ask some Mars and Marys. Marys, what the hell's name is?
It's not Mary.
Shut up. Now,
this
do
is why
measure.
I'm not going to lose weight for our vacation.
What you got to do now is you got to measure that bowl later on. See if it's smaller when you get home, like she's been eating the candy too.
Well, the bowl will be the same size.
I'm saying what's inside the bowl, guy. Relax. Don't be so you. All right, screw it. I can't get the other two. I can't get the other two.
They're kind of
like snowflakes. No two odd nipples are alike. If it's on your ass, big problem. You know, be really good sound. Me smashing his head with a sledgehammer.
What's a sledgehammer?
I'm going to, I swear to God, one of these days, it's going to be just ripped out of that office. Onto the floor, from the roof. Doesn't win. New to FanBook, new to FanDuel Sportsbook. Hello.
What's going on over
new
there?
New to talking today. I was turning a page here. Sign up today.
21 and present in Connecticut. New Year's only. See full sports, full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com.
It looks like the character that Eddie Murphy had in, Coming to America. Remember the guy, the preacher that, what's his name played?
Really working hard on this one.
Yes. The preacher guy in the first movie. The guy brought on Randy Warrington, the singer of Sexual Chocolate. That guy.
That makes sense.
I was going to get to work from his house. You have to drive barefoot, but then holding his boots. If he's not wearing clean socks, he's not going to put his feet in the boots to be a holster. So that would have been his excuse. So therefore, he cannot try and go from his house to his car. We don't know if it was a cold, rainy day out. He can catch cold. Since AJ dies, contractually guaranteed money back program. Program, you have absolutely nothing to worry about. What should my campaign slogan be?
Why are you shouting?
Shut up.
Okay, I found this on the web for what should my campaign slogan be. Shark. Check it out.
They got it wrong because they made me say, shut up, you boob.
All right, why are you running for office?
Just to annoy folks.
Well, you don't need to run the off for office to do that.
No. I know that, but I want to broaden my things here.
What things?
I want to broaden my coverage.
I want to broaden my things here.
Keen, the right lane remains blocked about almost an hour and a half of delays in that area. I had to do math for a second. That's your Chaz and AJ People's United Bank traffic report.
Chaz and AJ News.
See you tomorrow morning at 6:20. What the hell was that?
We're dropping like flies, man.
The dosage is different. It'll be fine. If I can say dosage, it will all be fine.
Right. Wow.
That was evenly distributed. I liked it. Yes.
Too evenly distributed.
Was real.
Wow. Ashley had a good week. When I say good, I mean bad.
Yeah.
Seriously, right?
That was the worst traffic report I think I've done in 2.5 years.
I didn't swallow my saliva before I spoke. Wow. It was a problem.
That's what we expected from you on day one.
Right. It took a while.
And you came up, you were gangbusters.
Yep. Guns ablazing, she ran out of ammo.
AJ, you were a t-shirt making machine there. Thanks. Slogans.
Thank you.
That was me working something out in my head.
Right. Out loud.
Out loud.
Right. Don't be so you.
See, that's a good one.
Oh, man, that was great.
A workout.
Yeah.
So did you ever find out the name of that character from Coming to America?
I stopped. I really don't care.
That guy played?
Arsenio Hall played him. It was the preacher in the movie. I don't know the name. I can't remember.
That would have been way easier if you said that.
I was trying to, but apparently I was slipping on ice that day.
First thing Keith wanted to know is, what's the song for AJ's box?
What a terrible song.
Thank you. Appreciate that. You seem
so
giddy.
So happy, Bob.
Oh, you seem so giddy.
You're going to be in hell. I mean, that is such a terrible song.
It's hell every year.
I think this is worse than the boy yodeling song from Walmart.
Oh no, that was by far the worst one so far.
No, this is a horrific nightmare song. And the dance,
no doubt.
And everybody's going to make you want to do the dance while you're stuck in there.
They can make me want to do anything.
We're going
to
build that into the event.
If I bring $5, you should have to do the dance.
That's going
to
cost more than that, pal. No, $5 here. It's at least a $10 dance.
I used to DJ weddings, and this was one of the songs, even in the 90s.
You played this?
Yeah, in the 90s, which seems like it shouldn't have been.
Yeah.
We played the Macarena, this, and the Electric Slide. Those were the three.
But he did
the DJ company.
Right.
So there was like basically a playlist. So every wedding had 10 songs that we always played, and this was one of them.
Oh, what were the other 9?
Oh, all terrible things that I hate.
Oh, like Celebration?
Love Shack, Old Time Rock and Roll. Oddly, You Shook Me All Night Long because we gave out fake air guitars.
Yeah,
you were advanced.
Yeah, we were a zany wedding thing.
Yeah, well, people are doing that now.
So Paradise by the Dashboard Light, where
love
we had
the
bride and groom stand on the speakers, which seems dangerous now that I think about it, and they sang the part to each other, the duet part.
Can you imagine if the bride fell off the speakers.
Right. Land the cake.
And the stupid Grease mega mix. It's like the songs from Grease mixed together.
Yeah.
Oh, it's awful.
Oh, wow. What about Shout, the twist?
Shout, yep, no twist. Shout, it was, the end set was Billy Idol, Moni Moni into Shout. And then it was, you're the one that I want. Thank you, good night.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It was.
Tip the DJ, get out of here.
I think I made $500 a wedding. It was crazy money
for a
kid that was like 20. I was pumped.
Wow.
But first, before we get into my list, I was at ShopRite the other day, and a lady recognized me from this bit.
Really?
Not my face. She heard me. I was there
of course.
It was wacky. I was there with my kids, and she goes, "You're Keith from the radio, from Chaz and AJ, and these must be your daughters." And I was like, "Yeah." She goes, "Oh, I love the segment." I was like, "Thanks." And then
hello, ShopRite lady.
And then my kids were like, "Wait, do you talk about us when you do that segment?" I go, No,
never.
Don't tune in.
Never, no.
But I thought that was kind of fun.
The only way you get recognized by your voice is if you're yelling like a madman.
And I was.
That's his normal speaking voice.
So we were trying to rush out of the shop, right? I was like, "Get your stuff. Let's go. All right?" And that's when the lady heard me.
You're Boss Keith.
Right. It was really wacky.
Wow, you really do yell a lot.
I tell you, it was sort of exciting.
Nice.
I was into it.
Oh, awesome.
Damon Law, Boss Keith, top 5.
All right, so there was a list that came out of the things that society accepts even though they're totally wrong. Now, this list was real serious about like real serious stuff.
Like what?
Like things that, like, you know, like racism and like real serious things.
Right, deep stuff. Yes.
And I was like, oh, this is a good jumping off point. I'll just make my own.
Right.
Okay, good.
That will be less
important
serious.
To you.
Right. Yeah.
Not to the world.
Not to the world.
Exactly.
So things that we let as a society happen that are terrible. So number five, beauty pageants for children.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Is
this still a thing? So regular adult beauty pageants I find weird in 2021, but the people who dress their kids up, put makeup all over them in the weird outfits, how is this still happen?
Yeah.
And when you're 40, say you won when you were five, right? Do you tell people? Like, I was little Miss Hamden.
Yeah,
like,
look.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, that's me ages old twerking on a stage, yes.
Right. Wow,
yes.
You peaked at five.
Right, like, congratulations. Like, is that on your college application? Like, I was little Miss Hamden.
If you're
my
still wearing
parents are weirdos.
If you're still wearing the same outfit at that age.
Number four, sneaky fees. So you know this from buying tickets, but you know what's worse than buying tickets are hotels.
Ooh.
If you've tried to buy a hotel lately, the price says $150, but there's all sorts of new fees, including a lot of hotels have COVID fees.
Really?
So you
what?
Get, yeah, you get resort fee, you get your regular tax, and then you get a new COVID fee.
Extra cleaning?
Yeah.
That tells you they weren't cleaning the room.
Yeah, really.
We're going to actually wash the sheets.
Right. Yeah, before that, it was just all
it was
semen.
Just scraping your race.
Oh, yeah. God.
Just scraping
don't bring in a black light.
Right.
Yeah, really.
So they should just be honest. It should just say on hotels.com or whatever.
The number.
This is $350. Instead of it's $150, but then when you get to it, it's more, and then it's more. Like, it should just say $300. Yeah. Stupid. Number three. And this is an epic.
Do you go to a lot of hotels?
Yeah. Oh. I like to do things.
Do you really?
Go places.
He does that steak thing with
I
the
went
boys.
To New York City last Saturday. The children and I saw Harry Styles, and we got a hotel. Yeah.
Nice.
I was the only man at that show, by the way.
except for Harry.
Never mind.
He's not a man.
No.
He was excellent.
Oh,
you know, I don't really love pop songs, but man, he's like a fake David Bowie. He's like a pop David Bowie.
Really?
But I digress. Number three. This is an epidemic in this building, and it should be banned, and it happens here all the time. People who are using the stall and are watching videos or listening to music while they're in the stall. I go into that bathroom and, you know, I'm using the urinal and I can hear somebody watching a YouTube video while they're pooping.
Yep.
What are you doing?
Exactly.
Yeah. Get done and get out.
Yeah.
You're not at home.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, get in, get out.
This isn't your house.
It's a strategy. You got to hide the other noises.
And two words, courtesy flush.
Oh, a strategy.
Yeah, that's the alternative.
All right. Well,
we're not polite enough to think about that.
Yeah. I thought it was ridiculous.
You want a song to thump along to or what?
I just think it's weird that you're watching like highlights from last night's game while you're pooping at work.
Yeah, it seems weird.
It's weird.
I went in there and I heard someone, you know, the little typing sound effect when you're texting?
Yeah.
Type.
The first thing I turn off when I get a new phone. It's the first thing that goes
turn
away.
Turn that off. And then there are two guys in this building. We're under construction right now.
So construction
guys, and we love them all. But there are two guys who travel together into the bathroom.
Oh.
This has happened multiple times, so it's not just a one-time occurrence. They walk in together. One takes one stall, one takes another stall. They both sit down and they poop together.
Wow.
Oh my God, who is it?
That's French. That's friendship right there.
I don't know. Did they drive in together? They both have coffee?
Yeah.
They're
on the same schedule.
Me too.
They both had cheese dance same time.
I've seen them in there multiple times pooping together.
Right.
I really want to know who it is.
That's really interesting.
Isn't that weird?
The dumping duo.
They're superheroes.
Do they like kind of text together or like tap like Morse code?
Right. Is it going all right? Yeah, it's going all right.
I had them drilling a hole. I don't know what was going on.
I thought you were going to say they were doing like call and response like guitar solos in YouTube videos.
Yeah, they were doing this.
Yep.
But they were using different things from the
right.
Number two, people
Literally.
Who bring their children and pets to breweries. So I understand that breweries are like, oh, like everybody can come. It's the culture, man. But dogs and children in a bar setting are weird to me, and I don't like it. So
the dogs are cool.
I want to drink 100 beers, but I don't want your children like throwing stuff at me and Legos everywhere.
Running around, making noise.
Stop taking the toys.
And dogs are worse. I think it's gross. So I'm like eating a giant pretzel, and your dog's there like drooling on me.
Yeah.
I know, Ashley, you're probably really into this, and I hate it.
Absolutely. Bring your dog to the brewery.
Now, yes. keep your dog at home. There's a lot of offices that allow dogs now, too. I think it's terrible.
We should do that.
Oh, we should never do that. So then you're on a conference call, and in the background, it's like, woof. No,
or there's pooping.
Right, everywhere. Right, it's awful.
They made the air unpleasant for a second.
And the number one thing that should be banned that society has accepted is spam phone calls. So we we have figured out how to basically cure COVID in 2 years, right? Yet we cannot figure out how I can't get 10 calls a day from these weird numbers that, by the way, I answer because I worry that the kids' phones are dead and they borrowed some weirdo's phone to tell me they're on fire. So I have to answer all these calls.
They borrowed the phone from a girl named Spam Risk.
Right, yes.
Yeah. Oh, Spam Risk is calling.
Spam Risk.
Hello, unknown caller.
My phone doesn't, it just is the number. It doesn't do the potential spam. So I see 203 or an 860 number, and I'm like, the children are in trouble.
Got to pick it up.
Wait, a track phone?
And then it's just some, like, idiot.
So. Yeah, your warranty's about to expire. Right. Didn't you know that?
They've been tracking it. My warranty's fine, thank you.
But why can't this be, they know my exact location. They know everything I want to buy, and they can't figure out how to stop these 9 phone calls a day.
Right.
How? Why? You should get somebody on. Talk to somebody. I need to know.
Ashley Bucket.
Right. I don't know who that person is, but get
them. Chop, chop.
Get them.
Make
and
it
that's
so.
It. That's my top 5.
All right. Thank you. Good night, ShopRite lady.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the Mighty 99.1 PLR.